doing. The masses are just not knowing, showing nothing for this lover of music and mathematics, whose attention span is ready for my themes and schematics. They're like screwing the concept to keep the beats booming, born bleeding like Harry S. Truman. Suspend your disbelief in the human condition to go insane. It's the big game, wild like fishing or hunting. Sometimes my pockets are empty on the first of the month, and my mind goes a million miles a minute though. Used to write raps, now it's all a manifesto, a rhythm of releasing many senses of the word. So I surround myself with artists with the love of the absurd. If the rhythm wasn't hitting, we'd excuse the overviews, but it's pumped up like sneakers stitching sweatshops overseas. And I'll be bugging out over these men who act superior because they lack ovaries. Called misogyny an undefendable view. Not enough attention from mom when you grew. Man, Mac and Roe should have an FAQ. First answer would be that I don't do what the fake do. I take you on a journey, so let's adjourn to the study. It might be a while till I return. A sojourn beats with a slow burn, which is why it's not money but props a Mac and Roe earn. A sojourn beats with a slow burn, which is why it's not money but props a Mac and Roe earn. A sojourn beats with a slow burn, which is why it's not money but props a Mac and Roe earn.
Hey there, all you sexy people out in Radio Land. This is Eli from The After Party, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5.
What is going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. It's the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. Today we are on episode 41. We're talking about Peanuts and Corn Factory Seconds, a 2001 compilation, Peanuts and Corn number 17. He came out in 2001, which was probably our busiest year. In 2001, we dropped albums by Pipsqueak, Friends Forever, John Smith, Blunderbuss. We had the Factory Seconds compilation, including a 12-inch single with Pip and John Smith. And then we had Druidry. Last week we talked about Druidry. This week we're talking about Factory Seconds. Really excited about this episode. There's a lot to talk about, and it was really tough to figure out what exactly to play. I'm excited to have some clips from some contributors that we haven't had before. We've got Gumshoe Strut saying a few things. We've got Yai, and then we've got the Gallivanting Spoof from The Freak Show. He did a track on this. So let's get into it. I listened to this record for the first time in quite a while. I have not listened to Factory Seconds in a very, very long time, so it was an interesting listen. It starts out with one of my songs called Earnings Warning, a pretty good song. I wrote it right after the Ethics EP, and I started to play it live and ended up putting it on Factory Seconds. Pretty good song. Definitely worked live. It was built for a live setting. It has this kind of drum buildup and everything. So that's that track. The next song is called I Can't Front by Pipsqueak. This is a classic song. This was a really fun song to do. Pretty good beat and one of Pip's most interesting and funny songs. That is one definitely worth listening to. The next song is called Battle Cry by John Smith. This is, again, like one of the first songs that John Smith had as we started to work together and make solo songs for him after, during and after the Park Like Setting record. Battle Cry was one of the first songs that we put together. It didn't end up being put on Blunderbuss. It ended up getting onto Factory Seconds. In fact, the beat for Battle Cry was also originally a Fermented Reptile beat, and they wrote something. I thought I had a demo, but I can't find it. There was a demo to the Battle Cry beat that was a Fermented Reptile song pre Let's Just Call You Quits. Interesting. The first song we're going to play today is called Legos. It's the fourth song on the Factory Seconds compilation. It's Yai and the Gumshoe Strut. In Winnipeg, lots of great things were happening in the late 90s and early 2000s. One of those great things was Yai starting to be a good rapper, working on a project called Balance of the Artisans, and then you had the Gumshoe Strut come along. They got together and formed Your Brother in My Backpack with John Smith and Nestor Windrush. However, they worked together, Yai and Gumshoe Strut worked together to make a song called Legos off of a tape they did called Milch and Allegra. And the Milch and Allegra cassette was something when I heard it, I was really excited about it. It was pretty raw sounding, but very creative and very fun. It was Yai, Gumshoe Strut, and General Gist was their DJ. I was a big fan of that tape. So when that tape dropped, I was like, yo, let's put one of these songs on our compilation and get you guys heard by a few more people. So here's the Gumshoe Strut talking a little bit about contributing to Factory Seconds and what that was all about. Let's check this out.
Factory Seconds, yes. What a time. What an exciting time for me personally. Super exciting time for the crew. It represented a first for me and a only for the crew, actually, for your brother in my backpack. So for me, it was my first opportunity to have a solo song on a professionally pressed CD. And for your brother in my backpack, it was our only only recorded song that made it to a professionally pressed CD. And so, yeah, so really exciting for us. Really appreciated the fact that Rod got the ball rolling and reached out to me to see about getting some representation on there. Specifically, he asked if we would put Legos on there. Legos was one of the, I guess, the standout tracks from our Milton Allegra EP, which featured myself, Yai, and General Gist. Of course, we were happy to oblige and get that song out there. We re-recorded all the vocals. I spruced up the beat a bit, sent the stems to Rod, if I remember correctly, and he polished it up, mixed it down real nice so that it sat nicely alongside all the other dope songs on the compilation. It was just like an honor for us to be able to, you know, have our music sit alongside these artists that we really, really respected and looked up to. And, you know, it really gave us an opportunity to start, you know, growing ourselves and getting a little bit of notoriety through that. So, yeah, much appreciated. Factory Seconds was a lot of fun, and I have a lot of respect for that opportunity.
All right, thank you very much, BJ, for taking the time. Appreciate it. Let's have a listen to this track. He mentioned three different tracks that are on Factory Seconds that he was involved with that he produced. So one of them was called Sister to a Mother. That was the Gumshoe Strut. Another song was called Your Brother in My Backpack's Cop Soup. And then finally, like I mentioned, the song Legos by Yai and the Gumshoe Strut, Milton Allegra. Re-recording. I don't recall mixing these songs, but I'll take his word for it. He remembered it better than I do. Let's check out Legos.
The pitter-patter of small feet competes the toughest like Peter opposing. I've had enough of this clothing. There's more cheaters hoping to beat their adulthood and getting the note. What I have to show are my joes, my bike, and a big nose. No fun at innocently giving a rose to rose. Spontaneously remembering how to break the chain link. It owes me payback. Undermost middle-aged thinking, see I'm too old to play with toys. So maybe you shouldn't have kids if the punishment from a parent's perspective is no television, my creator wins. You should be kicked in the head, don't fret. I'm only wearing pants for kids. I wish from the ceiling I was bearing wings, instead I'm kneeling. Position horizontally parallel to centering. Go to your room. I have no problem with stomping viciously, walking the aisle of stuffed animals with the fist of electricity. The imagination is there. All I need are a pair of black itch tensing up my neck muscles. It appears I have this back itch, but it's all for the show. I must extract half of this. I'm pent up and laughless and serious about constructing a masterpiece replica of the set. The ring, the stage, the mic, check the light and wet my own head and reinvent. I'd rather make up a wrestler than follow your lead and get further stressed with the workaholic crest uniform.
I used to be smaller back then, back as a child when I would bash the boards I made in my room. With agile techniques I would make, then with sheets and weights, then just sit and wait until I find the show like greatest, but I lost this. What you can call your thinking, I started building the force again, though. But I'm just flirting with reclaiming the state of mind, so it hates a mimic, so it laughs at me to say, nice try, he isn't close. 21 and building forts, playing with Legos in hopes of seeing my inhibitions float back away, though I have a theory when I build a bubble. That's the day I'll make a humble replica set to take in some hay. And some hay, ask me what I'm building. So, what you build? I'm building clay out of Lego. so I can fill in all the cracks like cement to bricks and make them permanently in the form of what I invent. Today the Germans sent me smirks. What happened then? I try to capture in a rhyme. I try to think out loud when I have time. Whether you're in a major center or your center is rural, if you want imagination plus respect in this world, then it looks like you gotta not be able. Do you know what the bottom of your coffee table looks like?
You got a hockey label.
Do you know what the bottom of your coffee table looks like?
You got a rock-free cable.
Do you know what the bottom of your coffee table looks like? If you're not sure,
you gotta
spend more time on your floor.
Man, that's a good song. That's Legos. That's Gumshoe Strut. Yeah, it just sounds so good. I got to re-listen to Milton Allegra and just his flows. I mean, his flows now are super dope, but they seem like just really inventive at that time. Like really emphasizing the pauses, maybe. Okay, so the history of Peanuts and Corn is intertwined with the history of a group called Freak Show, which was sort of our rival, our friends. In the 90s, Farm Fresh came up, Mood Ruff came up. The same time Freak Show came up, they did their own thing. They put out the first vinyl. They put out, I think, the first CD in Winnipeg, first music video. Very groundbreaking group and someone we were basically rivals with, but also very friendly with. And one person I was particularly friendly with was Martin, a.k.a. the Gallivanting Spoof, because he was kind of more the manager of the group. So we would talk about business. At some point, he came to me and said, I would love if you would do a beat for me or produce for me. And I was down, and we ended up doing this track for Factory Seconds. And then the plan was actually to do an EP, and we did start an EP. I have demos of the Gallivanting Spoof, an EP produced by McEnroe for Peanuts and Corn. But it didn't get finished. He didn't really love what he was doing, and I think we just kind of decided to put our energies elsewhere. Let's listen to Martin, a.k.a. the Gallivanting Spoof, talking about the song Accept or Sin.
This track was one of my favorites. Myself and Rod were building a nice friendship, and this kind of culminates something we both wanted to do. Rod came so special on this beat, magnifying my thoughts and lyrics, and to a subject that I firmly still believe today. We often get mixed up in religion and rules and judging and missing the point about a relationship with God first and foremost. I still experience this today in situations similar to what I experienced when I wrote the lyrics to this track. The best thing is I remember touring and doing this song in Calgary, and I'll never forget strangers, including some women, mouthing the rhymes and then approaching me after on how it hits home. Truly a special track and honored to have a spot on PNC for this one, and always thankful for Roddy inviting me.
When I was just a kid, yes, I wanted to be a priest, till I opened up a hustler, popped a woody in my priest. Went to private Catholic schools where I was ruled by the nuns. Old school ladies teaching classes was the farthest thing from fun. They would strap you in a second if your attitude was off. Lunchtime they sold hot dogs and some ocean chicken broth. Hid in the basement of a church, Our Lady of Victory to be exact. Bologna sandwiches with mustard and a grapefruit grease and sack. How do you act? A mix of kids, a mix of cultures, unity, the common worship up above, this thing called Christianity. Went through sacraments with friends, didn't ever question church. My parents paid the extra price and that overtime worked for my education. First in religion once a day, taught the capitalized G-O-D, and at bedtime you better pray.
The days of religion gave me dual citizenship.
He's searching back.
The days of religion gave me dual citizenship.
He's searching back.
After schooling things were different,
started to have my own opinion. The funny thing had happened to all my friends, like this was always searing the ears of Catholic school and misinterpreting what's so vital. An altar boy, a strict Catholic, and I never read the Bible. Hated the fact that regulations ruled the churches on people. The people paid and gave and gave and gave like shingles on a steeple. Took a break for years, got lost a bit, hope to try to make the trip. Got married, got kids, want a fresh new start, direction for my gifts. Called the priest one weekend early after Jada was born. Looking to baptize my daughter in traditionalist form to bring my family to church, hoping to be closer to God. Father didn't recognize my last name, his tone of voice was kind of odd. After checking the book, the so-called book of pure holy members, located my parents on paper, said there's no time for pretenders. Must come to Mass for 6 months. Through my dedication, I burst off the phone in anger, told him screw his regulations. Tell me who's supposed to be, the Pope, the Bishop, the Cardinal, or classmate Sally Bonley? Fuck the Vatican, the hidden rules in that old-fashioned system. It's about time we nice, help us get married and really start to listen. I'm sick of hearing stories about a accused, but I definitely acquitted priests. I want to bring my family to church, and you stick me with the beast. I went from Baptist child to hyper kid to adult-y kind of Bob. By the beauty on my kids, now your influence is mild. Rearrange the church and modernize, cause you're eating up your own following. There's only so much bullshit that humans now are swallowing. Let the older priests retire, flip them out some RSPs. My daughter thankfully got Christian by a priest that understands me and the younger generation. That's flamboyant for the truth. I live my sins for me and God and not this dark closed off booth. Give me 5 Hail Marys, like this number game will count. How about all the good things I did? Count that amount, count that amount.
Accept Her Sin, that's the Galvanting Spook. That's a great song. Really put that beat together nicely. And Martin with his flows and also just the subject matter, a very personal and important song for him. It's something different for the label. And again, bridging that gap. At any rate, that is Accept Her Sin and the Galvanting Spook. Next, we want to talk about... The next song on the actual compilation is a song I think I do want to play. It's called Energy Crisis. So that is myself and Josh Martinez. I talked a little bit about working with Josh Martinez when I did the Convenience EP pod. But when I moved out to Vancouver, I started working with Moves, hanging out with them, working with Josh Martinez, working with Bird of Prey. It's kind of funny that you would think I would have got Bird of Prey on this compilation, but I think I just started working with Josh Martinez a little more quickly. Because he ends up being on the Blunderbuss album, which we'll talk about next week, as well as doing 2 tracks for this compilation, this one with me. And then he did another song called Rainy Day, which did pretty well for him. I think he ended up putting that Rainy Day song on a couple of his compilations and mixtapes and things, and I think it got played quite a bit. When I listen back to this song, Energy Crisis, I think it's really cool. It's one of the first songs I used just a drum break from an original record as opposed to like chopping things up. And it's really moody and cool. It's slow. I like my verse. I like his verse. So I'm really happy with this song. Let's check this out. This is Energy Crisis, McEnroe and Josh Martinez.
Of course, I don't feel too cool. In fact, I've been feeling just a wee mite tizzy. I had a touch of the collie wobbles last week.
I myself have sacrificed the lives of 3 goats of vegan, 2 chickens on stage to promote my OD. I just can't hack vegan eating grains, want my bloody brains, sweet protein in certain strains of DNA code. Embedded in my bread and butter, in my head I mutter, I'm tired of uttering, my bread is buttered on both.
sauce. I give head to get ahead until I'm your boss. See, I know people who know things about other people's lives and lives, but see, I've been keeping my distance. Just because it's whitewashed, don't make it detergent. And just because you're fervent, don't make you an insurgent. Got a heart full of starter pistols, play Russian roulette. Launching long distance pistols with little guilt or regret. I'm told to pull my pants up, hands up, poems up for pansies. I wanna be experimental like chimpanzees. The missing link is transy jungle, new school, next step, chill out, down low. Tempo instrumental set, ample incense burning all night. Alright, we're up and operating, light them if you got them, it's no problem. Early waking, eat a coffee break before the smoke taking. Need some fruit juice to get loose before the eggs and bacon. And that's how life is, every day different crisis. Walk a fine line between genius and my vices. Neon light warehouses slashing all its prices. Someone shut the Josh off and start an energy crisis.
The more I'd work them, the more they'd come loose in my head.
As my resources get depleted and nothing gets completed, my attention is spent on things that don't need it. See, the problem is the robbing them. My time is so common that it's not even thought of as a crime. Try to find just an hour that I could call mine and take ownership of all the shit that I should be finishing, instead of being banished to the back shelf and wallowing in limbo as my edge begins to dull. My mind grows simple. I used to keep it nimble, reading multiple novels, but now my mental stimulation comes from movie stars and models in a pre-packaged plastic, easy to digest. My reading is digressed to the grade 3 level, and my favorite TV channels are headline news and headline sports. The scores are important, no time for views, cause what's right is difficult to choose. So I smile at the water cooler and ignore the issues. 168 hours in a week, and a third of those are spent on sleep. We're now down to 112, with 40 spent in the suit, 5 more for my lunch break, and 10 for the commute. That's 55 on work, and 57 left, 10 watching TV, and 10 surfing the net. At least 10 with my girlfriend to keep things fresh, and that's less than 27 hours left. I might go and see a movie or hang out with some friends, and now my free time is whittled down to 10 hours a week to write rhymes, make beats, go digging, run a label, man, it's no small feat. So ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy. Ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy. Ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy. Ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy.
And on top of it all, the doctor tells me that I'm losing my mind. Well, if I am, I don't miss it now.
As I go back and listen to these records in rapid succession, you know, a record a week, there are certain records, sampled records, that I use over and over again, and one of those is on that track. It's a record called Bert and I. It's a storytelling record I got when I first moved to Winnipeg, and in probably 92, 93, I ended up using it over and over again, this sort of aw shucksy storytelling record. So that's all over that Energy Crisis song. Really like that song. Anytime I could do math on a track, I'm down. One of my favorite things to do. Next track is the one we've all been waiting for. The next track on the compilation is called Peg Leg City. And that is a song with Pipskid and Yais. I'd been sitting on this beat for quite a while too. This was a beat I was sort of saving, and I thought it was kind of a hit. It was kind of a banger. And then I ended up giving it to these guys, and they did this with it. So let's listen to what Yai has to say about this Peg Leg City, because it became controversial for obvious reasons. Let's check this out.
So I don't think any of us were really fans of the nickname Peg City back then. And at the time, hip-hop was at a bit of a crossroads, with there being a stark divide between mainstream and underground rap. And at least speaking for me personally, I saw it as Mood Ruff looking to get mainstream acceptance, whereas I was like, fuck the whole thing, you know, myself. You know, Young Buck, chip on my shoulder. I kind of drew a line right there. And Pip and I were talking about doing a track for this compilation, so we decided to go with the Mood Ruff line, I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume, and just kind of have some fun off of that. And I generally kept my verse, you know, fairly generic battle verse, not really specifically going at them. Though you could definitely hear it that way, especially looking back. I know Pip had a long history with them, so I won't speak for his position at the time, but you know, that was a fun song to do at the time.
This track drops, and then I kind of have to deal with the fallout with the group Mood Ruff, who had obviously were friends of mine. We had grown apart, no question about it, by 2001. We weren't working together, but I didn't hate them. Let's listen to the track, and I'll give you a little more detail.
I know when we talk that you lie to me. You're security, but even more nervous than I should be. You're a child having their first kiss behind a sturdy bleacher, and you sing plain ink pink with a dirty preacher. Quit fucking watching or I'll rip your smile to shits. Confront you with your dog who has nothing but childish myths. Like bubblegum is made from shit and nose cruds. I heard that your bum and your nose are really close buds. You're identified by a name tag and what your buckle you hold. My only identification's written across my knuckles in gold. I lie but it's controlled. I'm so hip-hop, I'm 22 years old on record. I'm yelling yippee guy and that pippy guy is screaming until his vocals go dry. We rhyme choruses, I figure they were probably quotes. When I rhyme, MCs write me apology notes all the time, and it's the B and the Babel, more of a mask than a letter, because they're covering their asses together. But I know better, I write return to sender, walk away, rhyming grade 7 lyrics I remember.
I played for a t-shirt at Peg City Holler. That's so punk rock, I should be wearing a dog collar.
When I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna pay. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume.
There's nothing like Corden Avenue on a sunny day. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume.
There's a hip-hop birthday party, wanna make an appearance? I'm so hip-hop, I know Chip Foo's lyrics.
I take off your ball cap with the Canada flag and replace it with a plastic bag. I'm such a drag, but that jacket that you wear so proudly to set staff is the biggest joke since the last time I laughed. You're confused from striking stars, some of it on purpose. Professional breakdance lessons barely scratch the surface. I'm nervous, trying to freestyle over bongo slapping skins while I'm seasoning this rap like your grandma's flower tins. They scream for old school as a DJ for Biggie Small. Song's good, but only as ages and 8 year old calls. And if you think I'm here trying to diss B.I.G., then you weren't really listening and don't know me. Maybe this little rap thing help pay your student loan. This shit should be free, but the elite wouldn't be alone. I take my cell phone off and in a penalty box, calling up the refs. Call 6-9, sly as a fox, twisted like a dreadlock on you know who's head. It'd take all of my hands to count the times that I was hit. How this carved out puppet's head works is beyond me. Some of it ain't short face like main source with Mikey D. Word to Sister D, we bump it off when extend it. I always have a pen, but don't share my writing tips. And at the last show, y'all stop rapping and jump a car. We're so hip hop, we watch hockey at the bar. Far from paid, still giving it to homeless. I know the fear. It's like John Smith offering to buy me a beer. This is our year, break bread 2001. Cause there's a little something on the CD for everyone.
There's a hip hop birthday party, wanna make an appearance? I'm so hip hop, I know Chip Foo's lyrics.
Your patois is worse than the Braemar Wall. I'm so hip hop, I met my girlfriend at the mall.
The only button that works on my Walkman is play. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume.
I sold Master D's phone number on eBay. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume.
There's 10 remixes of this track and they're all nice. I'm so hip-hop, I use the same lyrics twice.
I got carpal tunnel from counting all these fives and tens. I'm so hip-hop, I got 400 close friends.
When I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna pay. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume. When I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna pay.
I do think the phrase, when I start hosting Rap City, you're going to pay, is pretty amazing. It's pretty unbelievable. I love it. I love it so much. I didn't really need a Mood Ruff diss track in my life at this time, but I got one and I put the track out and I had to go sit down with each of them and talk to them, to Dario and to Spitz, and just sort of, I don't know, just say we're putting this track out or the track's out or if you want to talk about it. It wasn't a real big deal. They kind of laughed it off, thought it was kind of funny, or at least to our faces, or at least that's how I remember it. I don't know. Okay, what else is on this compilation? We've totally run out of time, as I knew we would. What else is on here? We've got Gruff the Druid, Druidry, great song. Sister and Mother, mentioned that. Fermented Reptile, 2 Cent Brain. This was a song that was made for Let's Just Call You Quits, but we didn't have time because Let's Just Call You Quits is 74 minutes, and that's as long as you could put make a CD, so we didn't have time for Two Cent Brain. Psychology Part 2 was like a park-like setting track that I wrote a verse for. We played this on a previous podcast. I mentioned Josh Martinez, Rainy Day. Pipsqueak Green Thumb, it's another song about plants. Not as good as The Plants, in my opinion, but it's a song. Another song of mine, Good Corporate Citizen. This is a song I really liked, actually. Really nice beat. The track worked well live, actually, where I had this weird kind of hook where I said, somebody say multi-billion dollar conglomerate, and people would yell that back to me live. It was very strange. Yeah, that's a pretty good song. Gruff the Druid, Brink of Control is another spoken word piece that we build a beat around. I like that. Cheap Tuesdays, that's a Pipsqueak song produced by Gordsky. It's kind of strange. I think it's kind of about that Julia Stiles hip-hop movie. We mentioned Your Brother in My Backpack's Cop Suit. And then we put Raggedy Ann from Friends Forever on because I made a mistake when I mixed down that record and missed a line. So we put the song out again on Factory Seconds. Otherwise, it's the same. Okay, well, that's the compilation. It's pretty cool. It was really fun to make this, and I don't know why we didn't do another one. I guess we're just focused on different things, full-length albums. I was working on my album, but it was really fun to make this compilation, and we probably should have done some more. Factory Thirds, Factory Fourths, Factory Fifths. Could have just gone on and on, but we didn't. Okay, so that is Factory Seconds. Next week, we are going to talk to the one and only John Smith, once again, for his solo debut album called Blunderbuss, or In Transit, next week, and it's going to be great. It's a classic record, John Smith's first full solo. It's going to be fun. I haven't listened to it in a while, so it's going to be fun to listen to it and talk to him about it. We appreciate you listening. We will talk to you all soon. Thank you, and good night. What's going on, everybody? This is Big Mac and Roe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. We are on episode 40. That is big time news. That is exciting. There's only 13 episodes after this. It's been really fun. I'm ready for it to end. But it has been really fun to work on this week's episode. Today, I am excited to talk about the 18th record on Peanuts and Corn called Druidry by Gruff. There's a lot to talk about today. So much, in fact, that I think I'll tell you up front. I think there's going to have to be a bonus pod because I asked Gruff to send me some thoughts on the songs or on the record, and he did in a big way. He sent me about 25 minutes of material, and even if I edit that down, we're going to be well over our time for this episode. So we're going to talk about probably my four favorite songs, which seem to be his four standout tracks as well. But he has thoughts on some other songs, so we're going to do a bonus episode that will probably drop midweek, Sunday night, something like that. So if you really want to dig deeper into Druidry with Gruff, we can do that. We'll do that for you. But in the meantime, let's get going. So Gruff joined Peanuts and Corn through Fermented Reptile, through Pipsqueak. So I knew Gruff in the 90s. He was a member of a group called Twisted Spirits. Twisted Spirits merged with Freak Show to become Freak Show. They put out Patience, and he was one of the members of that legendary crew. Around the late 90s, I was in a group called Farm Fresh, and so was Pipsqueak. Pipsqueak kind of was over Farm Fresh, and he started to do something else, and he started to work with Gruff. And so they started working together. Of course, they made the legendary record, Fermented Reptile. Lots to talk about with that record. But after that record, one by one, we all made solo records. But by this time, I'd moved out to Vancouver. Gruff came out to join me, and this project is a result of that. So I think what's special about this project is that Gruff took the lead, obviously. He wrote all the songs, and so he had some really wild concepts that were able to come through. And I think the production really matched his style. We had some beats that worked well for him that had these sort of dreamy qualities to them, a little bit abstract. I'll get into some of the production styles, but let's without further ado, let's hear from Gruff about Druidry, and then we're going to hear about the first song that we're going to play. So Gruff's going to talk about Druidry, the project, and then he's going to talk about a song called Awakenings.
So Druidry, wow. I had to think and think on this again because I got to say that this is a very special project to me, like, I think it's fair to say that this is probably my favorite project out of all my projects that I've worked on. And it's not just like, oh, these songs are better than that, or it's just the sort of where I was. I really feel it comes out into the songs, where I was mentally and like the things I was thinking about and appreciating. And I think it's safe to say that it's kind of an environmental album. It's obviously personal too, personal thoughts, feelings. But yeah, definitely a lot of nature sort of tracks, right? A lot of appreciation of nature and the environment and like kind of trying to get that message out. Yeah, I gotta say also, so many beats on this I really like. Like I feel intimately connected to. Pretty deep level. Really, everything really seemed to fit really well together. One that that really comes to mind would be Awakening. It's like I had a definite message. I had feeling and story I wanted to get out, but I have to say it also was written in a very stream of consciousness style. A lot of it just seemed to flow out of me, like it was waiting to be let out. So that song is real special to me, Awakening, because it was like exactly what I would want it to be. It's, you know, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody in the morning like what it is, but you know, it turns into this story which has a very environmental message, a message like to the world in a sense that we need to start thinking about how we treat the world, right? And a really great beat. Loved what you did. I think I remember listening to it after and it just worked so well that, you know, that might be one of my favorite tracks of all time that I've ever contributed to and worked on. So that's Awakening.
Back to that necessary nod off, and once again I became a bottlenose at play, riding amid the waves in a graceful oceanic display on an emotional plane more colorful than crayons, emitting sounds of joy as well as sounds of navigation, using echolocation similar to that of winged mammalians. Searching for some food, I ran into a sea reptilian who said she had mind power taught to her by the Anunnaki to speak to my grandfather with technique like a walkie-talkie. Of what she was talking I knew nothing about, of course, but as she spoke I felt vibrations indicating a greater source than I ever experienced. Curious, I urged her to continue learning of this water world I thought I knew, and matters of my destiny, presenting these thoughts anew. The last thing she said was, do not fear death, as it would only take me through. Do not fear death? What? Then suddenly, as if on cue, a dark cloud was moving near me, and the ancient one's eyes grew wide, and I knew that I must hurry, moving quickly. I hardly had enough time to gasp. As I glanced back, the sight of a fading turtle was my last. Swallowed by the cloud, though I could still feel her presence. Trying to figure out what it all meant seemed so senseless, but endless the ocean was not, so I knew this thing I'd see again. Do not fear death, she said. Inside my soul, those words would never end. They'll never end. Then I awoke to the sound of careless chatter. As the clock radio beside my bed took a dagger to my subconscious, tearing dreams to shreds, I shook my head, trying to remember what adventures I partook and why I felt like something entered my heart and soul, like I had shared my deepest secrets. But I just couldn't recall where I'd gone or what I'd seen. Then reaching for the radio switch, my heart skipped a beat when the words ocean tanker pulled my ear into a speech. On a coral reef, it seems a tanker ship got caught while cruising. Damaged its hull and from it poured a chemical solution, a deadly pollution not intended for consumption, but into the living water
poured this dark cloud of obstruction. How strange it felt for me to be so deeply affected. Even though a love for Earth I had already accepted, I couldn't help but feel a pain more sharply directed, marking some unexpected connection. The word selective, word do not fear death. It was an entrance to my memory. Do not fear death. It was an exit for an entity. Do not fear death. The words made sense and yet they didn't. Do not fear death, she said.
That's Awakenings. That's off Druidry. An amazing song. Just an amazing song. I mean, I gotta say, like, the production on this album, obviously it's got a sound, but also there's a, I don't know, it was like a record of destiny. Some of the stuff that fit together should not have fit together, and it did. It just made it amazing. And I give you the example of that Dreamscape. There's this break, this do 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 do, that happens at the end of each verse going into the chorus. It's the kind of thing that shouldn't have worked in 2001. In 2001, I was making beats with a Mac. I didn't have Ableton Live or anything yet. So time stretching and time pitch and time kind of controls were extremely limited. So you could change the pitch of something, but it would change the speed for 100%. So to get two things to fit together, you had to kind of be lucky, or you had to do a lot of chopping, but mostly lucky. And so a song like that, where I made that song Dreamscape with this like dreamy piano, and then found this other part that do 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 do, and had that fit, was remarkable. It's just dumb luck. Like, you know, you can only hope for that to happen. Now I can make almost anything fit anything, almost, not quite. But then that was something that just was lucky. I feel like there's a lot of that kind of luck happening on this record. So this record just fell into place with some of the production, some of the songwriting, a lot of great stuff. Let's get into some more gruff. I want to talk about another song. Let's talk about the hit song. So the song is called The Plants. So what happened is Gruff sent me about 20 minutes of dialogue about Druidry, and he forgot to talk about The Plants. So here is Gruff. So then he sent me another file to talk about The Plants, because obviously that is a pretty important song for him, for Peanuts and Corn, for this record. It's a crazy subject in that when we played live, everyone would go crazy. Like, this beat is hard, obviously, and he just sort of did something amazing with it. Let's listen to what Gruff has to say about The Plants.
I think I forgot to talk about my freaking jam, my big hit, The Plants. I have to mention this. It was a fun beat. I remember, like, just sitting at my parents' place and writing that out, thinking about plants, how much I enjoy them. I'd been reading a little bit of the book, The Secret Life of Plants. So some of the notions and ideas in there and scientific experiments led me to further thinking about plants and like what they mean to human lives and lives of all creatures on this planet. And I wrote that one out pretty much one sitting. You got that beat, you wrote the beat a little more around the lyrics, and damn, yeah, I love that track. It came together real nice. Doing that song live was like some of my happiest moments of the early 2000s there. Got a lot of positive feedback from people about that song. Maybe it's partly just that people can relate. People can relate to enjoying, liking, and knowing plants.
Okay, that's Gruff on The Plants. I'm going to play the song, but I did want to point something out. One trick I was doing a lot on this record was taking a sample and then using it at two different speeds. I did this a lot on this record. When I listened to the record start to finish a few times this week, I was like, oh, I did it again and again. So an example of that is the bass line for the plants. So obviously there's the bells where he does the hook, the ding, 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 ding. That's like, that's its own sample. But then there's a bass line that comes in when he raps. And if you hear, then I change the pitch of the bass line and it's the same bass line. So basically like there's a pitch and there's a pitch down and it comes back up. And the bass line changes speed as a result. But because it's so chaotic, it just sort of works. And the drums are super energetic. So you could pretty much get away with it. But this is something I did on this record a lot, where I would take a sample again and pitch it up a fifth or down a fifth and mesh it on top of each other. I was doing that trick a whole lot on this record. So I wanted to point that out. This is The Plants by Gruff.
The plants, they can read your mind and then some. Ever try connecting a lie detector to a philodendron to think of strange thoughts, but not speak a word? The more familiar the herb, from many blocks you could be heard. No one can merge without the power to observe the unified field from which they see the words before they're heard. Ever see a herd of trees crawling beneath clay and soil, singing in symphonies that pre-writ the human toil? Uprooted, they boil in agony, in tune to tragedy. Neighboring trees crying fear, how many ears pierce the apathy? So exhibiting among us, dancing to beats that drumless, they tug us with a rope tied with psilocybic fungus. The tribe that brung us customs and cultures from life to death, try taking a breath of oxygen without feeling the effects of the plants. They adopted the human seed and prompted many others, becoming mothers of earth, bursting with beauty undiscovered, pursuing tranquility, quiet virtuous wisdom through the humility. Gifts given have been of interest. Medicine of tradition has almost entirely been comprised of those botanical lives fending off our own demise. Modern pharmaceuticals have become more suitably disguised from the plants that feed your eyes with taste buds to tantalize. The plants have tried and try again, they try to harmonize. Ask George Washington Carver, who sang to his garden why the voice of the tiniest living things as significant as the largest size. The plants, they pardon our weakness, give us uniqueness, an opportunity to take part in life's completeness. I'm talking about the plants. That's right, I said the plants. I'm talking about the plants. That's right, I said the plants. You don't recall who sheltered you when you were just a child. You don't recall who fed you Homo sapien when you were wild. You don't recall who made the air so pure and clean. You don't recall who got the nerve to sit right in between. Who protected your weak, vulnerable body when you were naked, walking through the trees, appearing much less godly. You don't recall, you don't recall, you don't recall, you don't recall. Well, I do. It was the plants. Talking about the plants. That's right, I said the plants. The motherfucking plants. The plants. The plants. I'm talking about the plants. The plants. The plants. The plants. That's right, I said the plants. I'm talking about the plants. You know I said the plants.
All right, that's The Plants by Gruff. If you did check out the bonus episode we did for summer 2002, we did a remix of The Plants that was on that. Super fun to listen to that. It's a pretty much a different beat. And that original beat was made in early 2001. I made a mixtape of a whole bunch of beats, like 25 beats. I sent them to Joe, Pip, and Gruff, and that beat was on there for Gruff to use, and he did amazing things with it, so that was exciting. Okay, so next, we're going to talk about another one of our mutual favorite tracks on this album. Gruff and myself, when he highlighted what tracks that he thought were the standouts, I have to agree. This song is called Amongst the Trees. Let's hear what Gruff has to say about it.
Another one, Amongst the Trees. Not in as much of an intense way, but also environmental message, but not really written like that was the point of it, really. It was like the point of it was about an experience. It was about what that experience meant to me. And the experience was a hike in the woods, right? And it was just really special to me. And I don't remember writing that one as clearly, but I do remember that it was mostly one take as well, like one day writing, like sitting down and just sort of putting it together. And like I said, it was based on a real experience, a hike. So it was really like just me reflecting on that hike and writing down what I felt and putting it in rhyme form. Chill, it was both chill and laid back, but it was also, you know, active, like as nature is always quietly moving. And so there's this nice chill, but like always like progressive movement through the track. And I think, again, the beat worked great with the lyrics, and so it's definitely just one of my favorites on the album.
Chronics. Men who remember the good old days when life was closer to nature.
It was not unlike the numbness of the sunset, resting its rays on my face, engulfing this heavy gaze as a future of many days looked back into my eyes, staring into the forest like I was Lord of the Flies. But I ain't mortified, I'm overjoyed as I override thoughts of the city and the stress that gets me fried. Just let my mind's eye relax and open up as I make tracks. Down the trail I sail, I'm surrounded by nature. The air is cool and fresh, the smell of cedar reforms my labor as I savor the soft sounds. In my solitude there's no substitute, and I'm humble too as the thick tread of my boot nearly crushes a cluster of red mushrooms. Now the underbrush hushes at my clumsiness, and I suddenly wish to stand still, view life from a new frequency, and let nothing go unseen. Let my thoughts root deep into the soil for nourishment, so I halt and let my patience exalt without discouragement.
Just the top of trees, just the top of trees,
within minutes, Gray Jay and Chickadee make my heyday, foraging on the ground a few feet from where I'm found. Then my soul became inflated when greeted by the belated, tapping a tree trunk for grub. Now this was what I needed. Yes, now I felt the oneness with the sunset and with all, viewing life with a new sight, becoming immersed in its call. Awed by the intricacy, intrigued by the simplicity, and inside I felt that nothing was missing to me. We were in balance, no longer individuals who challenge each experience with resistance. If it were music, it was like grooving to inner visions without moving. Sounds difficult, but you could get used to it. But the truth is, it's hard to explain to you or anyone just how I felt that day as I merged with my excursion that morning in the white shell. It might well have been similar to some religious experience, like kneeling in your temple, speaking to your God and learning its lessons. Well, let here be my temple, and let the one spirit, the breath of many, the one voice, a variety of sounds, one life with its ups and downs, a variety of relationships interconnected, a symbiotic neighborhood respected.
Jump the top of trees.
Rock and cronies. Men who remember the good old days when life was closer to nature.
Once we had this album recorded, Gruff came out to my place. I lived in Marpole in South Vancouver, and he came to my place and recorded. He stayed for like a week, and once the album was recorded, we started to finish the beats, and then I went to the library down, I believe it was the downtown library in Vancouver, and rented all these, borrowed all these VHS tapes, documentary stuff, and got this one VHS documentary. I think it was about the Rocky Mountains or something. And that voice you hear, the end cronies, that narrator is just the best. And I used that on Ice Age or Age of Ice. I used it there. And I swear I wish I could find that documentary. I can't remember what it was called, but it was about the Rocky Mountains. It had the illest music. And I would really like to find that documentary. Okay, let's talk to Gruff about the final song that we're going to talk on this particular episode. But like I said, we're going to do a bonus episode because there's so much more to break down from Druidry. Amazing record. Here we have Gruff talking about Chosen For You.
One more I guess I could mention is Chosen For You. Chosen, as I often do, I wrote a basically a spoken word poem. That's something I dabbled in and really enjoyed doing. And it was cool because you basically wrote the beat to the poem. And you did that. We just like recorded the poem a cappella, and then you did the beat around that and over that. And I think it worked out really great. I was always like super happy with that. And that was a poem, you know, is one of those ones where I remember feeling, let's just say, particularly worked up that day. So I remember writing it, feeling like it was hard to get a point across. And then I went home and I like sat and wrote straight through a little commentary on like society's design being designed, you know, long before so many of us were breathing and setting foot on the soil. Again, the environmental idea is still in the back there because it's like, what's the result of all these choices that have shaped society?
All right, let's take a listen to Chosen for You. I will say that this was one of those things that just came together. He recorded a cappella. I built the beat after the fact. For the most part, he had his own natural rhythm that just worked with this beat. So let's check this out. This is Chosen for You, Gruff.
Could it be innocent enough? Each conflict I've encountered. Just look inside our mind and see just who received the program. I'm bleeding slow, man. Soaking up beams from a frozen screen, which blocks most free thought caught between. This man's good intentions are in different dimensions, see. So I stretch my context to sketch the smallest grain of my perspective. But no detective need dig too far, 'cause the doors are often left ajar. And as the cold wind of denial rushes in and brushes past my stale air of vanity, once clinging to my sanity, but now tragically exposing the scars of humanity. The stars are vanishing from those heavenly skies of perfection, leaving behind the rank smell of a stank hell of deception, jolting through memories like a hard steel weapon. That's what'll leave them trembling. Fuck those good intentions. Well, why then? Why in the midst of this final cry, as the voice of the dwindling remainder, who knows this whole earth has become in danger? Don't you know that's the hand of man? Don't you know as our tools are fossil fuels and EMFs pressing on like labored oxen, the greater flocks will drop from toxins, using plastics, food production, and cotton. And as the trees of life are dropping, we still can't stop shopping, matching crops with its genetical chemical. I think I can hear the harp play. It's incredible, the tune of damage to chew this planet like scraps to the dog outside. No wonder that's how the thunder claps on cue. Encore, encore, the crowd goes wild. As some stupid fuck sends 40 pounds of plutonium on a cruise through the millennium, going to the highest stream of trillion life forms on the once green Gaia, who seem unamused or just too confused after being used and controlled by a chosen few. Chosen by who? Chosen by you? Chosen by you or me? No, no, hell no, it can't be. It can't be that same sea of faces which pass each day trying to find their places. Raised on TV while machinery traps us. Raised on the dollar bill that's soon to be cashless. And microwaves that surround and attract us, from cell phones to fast food. And then it's income taxes and even more taxes for every breath of life who tries to survive on what they can capitalize. It can't be, oh child. Or is it? Rothschild or Rockefeller, wasted on Jason society, building leaders on masonry. Please tell us who chose these cities so packed yet so distant, who chose these laws that put so many of us in imprisonment, who chose this education teaching us how to be blind as we grow up in a world where we can hardly choose our own mind. So who chose this system? No one.
shifting through layers of distraction from the get-go. On a mission, the human race picks up speed like it's techno, as the mighty selfish grip of technology won't let go. Till this voice is silenced, and there will never, ever, ever be no echo.
All right. That is chosen for you. That is Gruff. Amazing, amazing track. The lyrics are just insane. It's so good. So inspirational. What a good writer. Like, the abstract stuff. I mean, I love the abstract stuff, but that is not abstract. That is very direct. That is like society and our place in it and questioning it with much force. And I love it. I thought that was amazing. Let's get some final thoughts from Gruff on Druidry before we say goodbye. But like I said, there will be a bonus.
You know, I don't think I would change a single thing on that album. You know, like I couldn't have planned it better if I could have planned it. And I didn't plan it, but it just seemed to work anyways. I mean, we just worked well together at that time, coming out there and recording. I believe most of it was written before I went out there, but I think we had a couple tracks that we were still fixing a little bit, so that was good too.
All right, I want to thank Gruff so much for taking the time to give me his thoughts on the record. I really appreciate that. His work on this record is unbelievable, like I said. I think Hopeless is a great record as well, and a little more underrated. This dropped at just the right time for us. We're just starting to really get an audience around the world, and people were checking for us in a big way. And so people paid attention to this particular record. The timing was just right, and it was a great record for people to try out, connect with, and they did. And so we did very well with this record, and it's something that I'm personally extremely proud of. I know Gruff is as well, and it represents, you know, it's definitely one of the top 10, top 5 releases on Peanuts and Corn, I think. Thank you for listening. This is Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. Next week, we're going to get into another crazy record, Factory Seconds. I'm hoping to get some different guests because this is a compilation. We had all kinds of stuff going on with Factory Seconds. So we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Good night.
Simply put, Explosions in the Sky are the gold standard for bold, emotional, cinematic music, known for their incendiary live concerts. Don't miss your once-in-a-lifetime chance to see this iconic instrumental Texas outfit at the Burton Cummings Theater on Wednesday, September 18th. In nearly 25 years of being a band, Explosions in the Sky have achieved a remarkable success, selling millions of records and scoring 5 major motion pictures in the process. They've become the sound of modern sports films, documentaries, and television, due largely to their seminal genre-defying score to Friday Night Lights. Tickets for this amazing night of music, which also features excellent local act Living Hour, are available now for only $35 plus fees at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss your chance to see Explosions in the Sky at the historic Burton Cummings Theater on Wednesday, September 18th. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Manitoba being in Canada.
On planet Earth.
Careful now, we didn't have time to insert the, so be advised, what you're about to